This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, you still, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got the Forbes top 10 billionaire list. I'm going to go through that with you guys. Man, I'm sick of not having money. I really am. I think we got to figure out a way how, you know how the rich get richer. There's got to be a way where us middle class, middle income, lower middle income, upper middle income can figure out how to do it. When you see these other people say, oh yeah, you know, I just came up with the idea for Coca-Cola. You're like, really? You have to see The Food That Built America. That was a really, really good show. That's probably one of my favorite shows. Where it shows some people who kind of started out small and then they were able to make a big, huge empire. Pretty, pretty cool stuff. But before we talk about that, I've been asked, some of my patients live in states that don't have the mask mandate, and they'll walk into a retail, they'll walk into a restaurant, they'll walk into a business, and they'll say, no mask, no service. And is it legal? It is. It is. We discussed this. When it came to Texas, when it came to, was it Mississippi? I forget which other state had said, guys, we're done with the mask. Iowa said they were done with the mask. I think Nebraska. When these states loosened the mask mandate that came from the governor, and came from public officials, it gave the liberty to people to make decisions for themselves. It gave that liberty to businesses. And so when it came to Nevada, Nevada still has that mask mandate. We own a couple franchises in Nevada, and the franchise owner, the corporation, sent messages to every franchisee throughout the country saying, we don't care about what your governor is going to do. You still use the masks. So companies and corporations are dictating what many businesses can do when it comes to the whole mask issue. And so you could live in a state where the governor's like, look, it's up to you guys, all right? Use common sense. You want to wear the mask, wear the mask. If you don't want to wear the mask, we're not going to arrest you. Our police need to be doing other things. It's on you. You just be smart. And then businesses, you see, some people like the law and order. They like the rigid rules. Just tell me what to do. I don't. I like the more loosey-goosey. It's like, look, tell me what is your end result that you want. What is the end result that you want? And I'm going to do the best I can to reach that. If it means I see an uptick of cases and I want people wearing masks, then I'll recommend my business do that. If it's, well, so far so good. You know, people want to be able to eat. People want to be able to breathe when they work out. You know, we'll be a little bit more lax. So I like the idea of businesses being able to have that freedom without the threat that they're going to be closed down. And I told you, it put a lot of our employees at risk, because when you would hear at the 99-cent store a security guard getting stabbed, or at Walmart, people pulling weapons on each other when it comes to requesting wearing a mask, the average employee can't enforce these laws. They're not law enforcement. And it's not a law. It's a decree by a public official. So I thought it would be very, very hazardous for my staff to try to take on somebody. I had staff that were pregnant, they maybe 110 pounds at the most, trying to take on a 300-pound, 6'5" man that's saying, you're telling me to wear what? So I told my staff, don't engage. We're going to follow what our governor wants. We're going to follow public officials. But if you have somebody that you think is going to get violent, do not engage him. Your health and your safety comes first. So I think a lot of businesses in multiple states are breathing a sigh of relief that now they don't have that fear that they're going to get closed down if their staff of young teenagers or young adolescents or people who might be pregnant can't or having trouble enforcing something because of, you know, somebody being bigger and stronger. And it really gets that out of the way. But if a company wants to attract people and make them feel that it's safe and clean, then they might want to take advantage of that and say, look, we're going to be a mask, a mask-wearing facility. You have to wear a mask to be in this restaurant. You have to wear a mask. You have to wear a shirt. You have to wear shoes. Can't walk into our place without a shirt or shoes. Can't walk into here without a mask. So, yeah, absolutely, it is within the realm of the business. And I know it's going to be debated on people's rights, and, you know, especially with that case of that bakery not wanting to make a cake and refusing a cake based on a couple that wanted to celebrate. It was a same-sex couple that wanted to celebrate their wedding. There is a chance that the precedent might, this could eventually hit the courts where I have a belief that I don't want something on my face and you're forcing me to, you're going to refuse service to me. So I don't know how the courts would look at that, but right now, from what I understand, a business can refuse you. So that's where we are with that. Now, one of the reasons why you might still see some very anemic enthusiasm for masks is because despite vaccination, we're being told that there are cases of COVID. In Michigan, we have a report here coming out of Detroit that they have found at least 250 people positive for COVID despite them being, quote unquote, fully vaccinated. Now, this is something we have been saying. I know there was a little bit of confusion coming out of the CDC, but how I feel is you getting vaccinated protects you and can protect the environment and protect others because you're not going to be the type of host where the virus can have a field day. The virus isn't going to be able to consume you. It's not going to be able to replicate zillions and zillions upon viral particles. So, you know, you're not going to be, you know, it's like, when I was in school and I had my knees bolted together, people knew I wasn't the one, right, that you're going to be able to enter. Right? And so that's what the vaccine does. But the virus could still work its way in. It just might not be able to have a whole entire party. So that's why you're going to see a lot of companies say, look, you know, we know you can still carry the virus if you're vaccinated. You can't be mask-free. But that's the 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I want to talk a little bit about making money. Because I think all of us, if I could be exaggerating, could be going out on a limb, but I think everybody listening right now, including myself, would really like to make a little bit more money this next year. And when you see the top 10 Forbes list of Richies, we got Jeff Bezos. His net worth is $189.1 billion because of Amazon. Elon Musk got dropped down to second place, making $169.5 billion. With his Tesla and SpaceX, the Bernard Arnault and family, who runs LVMH, I think that's Louis Vuitton and others, $164.1 billion. Bill Gates dropped to number 4 with the Forbes real-time billionaires list at $129.4 billion is what he's worth. Mark Zuckerberg dropped down to number 5 making only $112 billion with Facebook. Warren Buffett, $99.3 billion at number six with his Berkshire Hathaway. Larry Ellison at $98.8 billion with his software. Work Larry Page with Google, $96.5 billion. Sergey Brin, $93.5 billion with Google. And Amancio Ortega with Zara, he's in Spain, $77.9 billion. Now, there's others that have made some money, and, you know, there's that's a lot of money. But we look at this list, right, these Forbes list of billionaires, and we see that people made money during the pandemic. And I'm not faulting them. I'm not judging them. Because people successful in business know how to pivot. You know, as we talked about with the election, some people were really, really scared Trump wouldn't win. Some people were scared Trump would win. And people were like, oh, what are we going to do if so-and-so wins? What are we going to do if he doesn't win? Blah, blah. You know, and the back and forth. And I go, you know, do what Bezos or Trump used to do or any of these very wealthy individuals would do. They kept their mind busy with their plan B or plan C. You know, you're never going to have the same politician in office. Let's say you love that politician or you love their, you know, ideology. They're always going to switch out. So you need to be able to bend and succeed no matter who is going to be in the White House. So what did the wealthy people do? Did they sit there and throw a fit, or did they throw a party, or did they might have, you know, might have spent a few minutes on that, but what they were spending time doing was reevaluating what they're spending, reevaluating what they need to invest in. Now, the rich can get richer. When you have all that money, you could reinvest it into things. You could buy franchises, or you could buy a restaurant, or you could, you know, invest in making a patent, and then that patent could be used for a company that can, I mean, you know, you could buy a company that needs to be revamped. You know, the rich get richer. You have money, you are able to use it and apply it and do a lot with it. So then let's go back now and extend it to you or I, okay? Now, I have expenses. I'm a doctor. Luckily, I paid off my student loans, but raising kids, having to bury family members who died because nobody else had money, we never really got to feel, okay, rich. We owe on the house, we owe on the cars, my kids are going to state school for college, and so, you know, I would not even consider myself, you know, to have achieved the monetary success I was hoping. There's many doctors out there that make a lot more money than I do, especially since I gave up my practice to do more media. So, you know, and I'm happy. I love my life. I'm happy with it. I don't have to make a lot of money. I'm happy with that, but I do want to make more money. And I do want to have multiple income streams. You know, I noticed the reason why Trump had done well despite having bankruptcies or having to file for bankruptcy is because he had other income streams. So if you have a business that starts to falter, you're still fine because there's other income coming in. So let's extrapolate that down to, you know, those of us that aren't billionaires. All right? How can you have multiple income streams? Well, I did it the old way where I worked a bunch of part-time jobs. And it worked because if I got laid off or if there was some issue with, and it wasn't, luckily I, you know, was able to keep most of my jobs that I had. If anything happened to one, I had another. So you could diversify with your jobs. There's a link here called savingspump.com, and it says there's multiple ways you can make extra money on the side, because sometimes all it takes is you making a few extra dollars for you to be able to take that money and maybe invest it into Tesla or invest it into an IRA or a Roth IRA or something. So how do you squeeze out that extra money? Well, one, before we even talk about little ways to make extra money, why don't we take a look at what you're spending? If you spend less, you're going to have extra money in the piggy bank. So I need to lose weight. In my family, we need to lose weight, so when, if we do go out to dinner, we try to keep that down, keep that rare. I cut my meal in half. Cut my meal in half, and now I make two meals. Easy to do. Still get tasty meals. Still get to feel like I'm eating something yummy, but it's half the meal. Now I just made two meals. If you're in a house, and it doesn't have to be that big, downsize it. You know, if you're in a two-bedroom apartment and you really don't need that second bedroom, try to downsize to a one-bedroom. If you don't need to have multiple cars in the family, and you guys could share a ride, or if you find that it's cheaper to Uber, you could get rid of a car expense. Many of us are paying too much for our car insurance. I sound like a commercial. Why don't you price shop? See what you could do to pay less money. I mean, we are talking, if you're paying an extra $100 a month for any of your insurance, your homeowner's insurance, your car insurance, that's $1,200 a year. That $1,200 a year could be used to, again, invest or put into something. Same thing with our subscriptions. We have our Netflix, our HBO Max, our Hulu, our Peacock, or, all right, figure out what you don't need. I got Disney Plus for The Mandalorian. Well, I don't know when the next Mandalorian is, and I, you know, maybe I should just stop it, save some money, and then wait till it comes back, or what have you. So there's a lot of subscriptions. Many of you are still paying on magazine subscriptions, and you have no idea. So there's actually apps that'll take a look and see what you're spending money on and negotiate it or stop your subscription that you shouldn't be spending money on. But downsizing, watching your water intake, your power intake, take those plugs out of the outlets. For those of you that have chargers and you just leave them into the outlet, I believe that still runs up your electricity bill. Same thing with your phone and your plan. Do you really need unlimited text? We're texting less now. And I thought at one point we were going to text a lot more, but now because we're Zooming and there's free apps where you could communicate, maybe I don't need to have a plan where I'm doing unlimited texting. So reevaluate everything you are spending money on and see where you could cut. Now, this one site talks about how you could watch Netflix and make some extra cash on Inbox Dollars. Inbox Dollars may pay you some money to, I guess, watch certain shows. My point is surveys. Surveys will allow you to make money. So there's also these, I forget what it's called, where they hire you, where they ask you to be a critic for a restaurant or to rate something, and you get all these free meals or free supplies, so you rate them. Finding something like that, that's a great gig. In terms of college, you know, I mean, again, if you don't have to send your kids to a very expensive school, don't. I'm sending, you know, my kids are going to in-state. I save the money. It's just, to me, it just isn't worth it. Unless they really want to go for politics and want a political science major and need to go to Harvard, I don't have to send it to Ivy League. Sometimes you could, on your blog, make money by Amazon or Google Ads, running ads on your blog. And if your blog becomes successful, you actually can make money dropped into your account from Google Ads and all that because they have ads on your blog, and you can be making money from that way. Same thing with these influencers. Some people will start a viral sort of video or something, and then an advertiser goes, you know what, you really are getting a lot of followers, let me pay you to advertise or to put my ad on your, you know, on your stream. So there's a whole bunch of different things out there that might not look like they're making bucks like Bezos, but at least you could slowly start to get some extra cash that you could then later invest with. 1-877-DOCTOR.
I'm a walking in the rain.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told department employees he may restart border wall construction to plug what he calls gaps in the current barrier. Mayorkas telling Immigration and Customs Enforcement employees that some of those gaps may be filled in or areas where the wall has been completed, but technology has not yet been implemented. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is following Florida's lead, announcing an executive order banning the creation of vaccine passports, which require a receipt of services or even requesting a person's COVID-19 vaccination status.
Government should not require any Texan to show proof of vaccination and reveal private health information just to go about their daily lives.
Texas has administered nearly 13 million vaccines. USA Radio News. Crews are bringing extra equipment to help pump more water out of a Florida reservoir on the verge of collapse. They've been working nonstop to avoid flooding nearby homes and businesses, which remain evacuated. Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan telling NBC News.
I know they're making some progress, but to see the water spewing out, it looked pretty contaminated to me.
Forrest Wheeler and his family had to be evacuated.
Knowing that the Manatee County Sheriff's Office has evacuated 1,000 people, it makes me think that they think it's going to happen.
The reservoir is holding less than 300 million gallons of contaminated water, but that could be emptied by Thursday. A new Morning Consult poll shows that 60% of Americans do not support Major League Baseball moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta over Georgia's new voting law. The tourism and hospitality industry in Cobb County, Georgia, is set to lose over $100 million with the move. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly's show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't know if you've been following the migrant crisis of kids and families coming to the border and then people being apprehended. I guess a couple were on the terrorist watch list, and border agents are trying to not be distracted by what's happening with kids as cartels are trying to take advantage of the spreading thin of the border agents. And when you take a look at the cameras and the drones and the images of the border walls, you see gaps in the border wall. And you see areas where there's the wall, and then you see where people are trying to walk to find the opening of the wall, and it's pretty well established which areas are not going to have finished walls. You could look it up, you could see it, and there's even some of the border walls that have already been broken into. And I believe Border Patrol is finding those areas, making sure they get fixed. So, you know, when people want to get into this country, or when you have entities such as the cartels that have been wanting to get into America and do what they need to do from inside the states, there's going to be a lot of time, effort, energy, intelligence focused on that. And Border Patrol has been saying for weeks, months, they're overwhelmed. So we're being told that the Biden administration is now considering a return to the type of southern border wall construction that former President Donald Trump had initiated, because they want to fill in the gaps that have now been made and highlighted by the sudden immigration crisis. So speaking to Immigration and Customs Enforcement staffers last week, according to the Washington Times, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Customs and Border Protection had submitted a plan to his department on what it wanted to see moving forward. They say the president has communicated quite clearly his decision that the emergency that triggered the devotion of DOD funds to the construction of the border wall is ended. But that leaves room to make decisions as the administration, as part of the administration, in particular areas of the wall that need renovation, particular projects that need to be finished. Some of that, Mayorkas said, would include gaps, gates, and areas where the wall has been completed, but the technology has not been implemented. And you see people trying to get through the wall. You see young kids trying to squeeze through. It's you know, I mean, people want to get in, and I keep asking, what are the other countries doing to help? We have a humanitarian crisis. Why are people fleeing Guatemala and Honduras, fleeing Mexico? Where are their governments to make their citizens want to stay? If I was running, let's say if I was president of the United States, and I heard that people were trying to flee America in droves to go to other parts of the country, I would probably question why and try to solve that, because you want to be a strong nation and keep your numbers. I'm not sure why we're not seeing a lot of, I guess, enthusiasm to help slow the emigration of people from their home country. Not sure what's going on there. So Mayorkas said, it's not a single answer to a single question. There are different projects that the chief of the Border Patrol has presented and the acting commissioner of CBP presented to me. And so wall construction, they said, remains paused to the extent permitted by law. This according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. So some has already been funded through congressional authorization. She said when the administration took office funds, she said took office funds had been diverted from congressionally appropriated military construction products and projects and other appropriated purposes towards building the wall. There must be a typo in that. Federal agencies are continuing to review wall contracts and develop a plan to submit to the president soon. It is paused. There is some limited construction that has been funded and allocated for, but it is otherwise paused. And so that's what happened is when Biden came into office, he wanted to reverse many of Trump's policies. And he did. He reversed many of Trump's border policies. And so we have people feeling that now they have the liberty and it's going to be easier to come in. And so one of the first moves Biden made on day one is we are not continuing construction on the border wall. And there were calls for the wall to be broken down and a whole event like we saw with the Berlin Wall in the late 80s, early 90s. And there was a, you know, supposed to be this cry for, you know, let's you know, end the, you know, prior reign. And I was saying it's a bad idea. If we have a border wall, I would finish it. You know, everybody swallow their pride. You know, it doesn't mean you are pledging allegiance to Trump and, you know, giving him another presidency in a few years. It's, you know, take an idea from previous presidents and build on it. And I think this is what really, really bothers me about politics. You know, we've had presidents that were Democrat and Republican. There were good things and bad things that came out of every presidency. And the ideal president is one, and I know this kind of sounds like a cliche, but the ideal president is, and the ideal presidency is one where the country did the best during that reign. Now, somebody could say, but yeah, but the thing is if Biden gives credit to Trump, or Biden isn't going to give credit to President Trump, just like President Trump wasn't going to give credit to Obama on certain things. But if we have a new system that seems to work, and that people were happy, things were good, and that president is the one who's leading it and making it happen, that president's going to get probably reelected. That's what happened with Reagan. That's what happened with Eisenhower. That's what happened with Clinton. If people felt they were doing fine, they're not going to rock the boat. If they want change, if they don't like the way life is right now, yeah, they're going to vote for the opposite party. But if we have something that worked, who cares if it came from Trump? Who cares if it came from Obama? Use something that worked. And you could say it. You could go up there and make a speech and save face and say, look, you elected me to be your president. Republicans voted for me. Democrats voted for me. So I am going to utilize the strengths from previous presidencies, and I am going to inject my ideas, and I want to make this the best 4 years ever for you all. Even if I have to credit other people that you might not be fans of. And it's just be honest. You know, and if I can make you guys happy and make you guys feel safe and make the changes that we need and make the jobs and get the economy going and ensure we don't have drug cartels in this country, I don't care who you credit, but this is what I want my presidency to be remembered for, and it will. Yeah, but this idea of, no, I don't want to give Trump any credit, you know, because it was his idea for the wall, so we have to do everything but the wall. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face. If the wall was a good idea, it's okay. It doesn't mean you're shooting yourself in the political foot. Why does good politics have to mean ripping on the other side? You know, the reason why bipartisan efforts seem to do so well is because you're taking pieces from both sides. It's not supposed to be, oh, it hurts, and, you know, it's a manipulation, or, you know, it's, look, they got a good idea, we got a good idea, let's put the good ideas together. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as the Derek Chauvin trial is going into its second week, we heard from Derek Chauvin's previous police chief, and I believe today we heard from Minneapolis police use of force training instructor, and he testified on Derek Chauvin's kneeling action on George Floyd's neck, and he said that was not a trained use of force tactic. Lieutenant John Russell said, "We don't train leg neck restraints with officers in service, and as far as I know, we never have." Now, CNN is reporting that while neck restraints may be allowed on suspects actively resisting, they are not to be done with the knee, and they would not be authorized on a suspect who is handcuffed and under control. Officers are taught to only use force that is proportional to the threat. They said, you want to use the least amount of force necessary to meet your goals. If you can use a lower level of force to meet your objectives, it's safer and better for everyone involved. So this testimony comes as a series of police officers and now high-level officials have taken the stand to say what Derek Chauvin did violated department policies. And the big question people have had is, you know, why 9.5 minutes? And what happened prior to that video taken from a witness when George Floyd was on the ground? And so the defense is going to be showing the video footage of what happened in the police car when George Floyd was handcuffed, was tried to be put in the police car, started having his medical event saying, you know, I can't breathe. Then he says, I'm going down. And he knew that he wasn't well. And then officers bring him down after he was thrashing. And then he stopped thrashing. But Derek Chauvin still kept him restrained by a knee to his neck until the paramedics came. So questions have been asked, was that a technique? Why weren't the handcuffs enough? You know, why? Because that's when I first saw it, he's down on the ground, now handcuff him. He was handcuffed the whole time, and he was able to force himself out of the police vehicle, or for some reason triggered them to get him out of the police vehicle. Not sure if anybody said, look, if he's having a medical emergency, get him out of the car. We're going to bring paramedics. We still don't know all those pieces. It's very, very confusing. I've been asked, why was he taken out of the police car? I thought it was because he got out of the police car, and why couldn't four officers keep him down? We don't know. Why did the officers, while Derek Chauvin had his knee to the neck, and why did the officers not intervene? Now, what happened in those minutes before? Why would, you know, 9.5 minutes be necessary? And why that length of time? So these questions are still weighing on why we saw what we saw. And it's obviously frightening. And so some of the theories that came out was, well, the reason why Derek Chauvin wasn't fired that day was because he was doing his job. He was restraining him until the paramedics came. Well, is that a legal restraint? Is that a restraint that is allowed? Is this something that's common? So slowly, as this case unfolds, we're getting testimony, and Chief Madaria Arradondo said that he had rejected Chauvin's decision to kneel on the neck of Floyd for the 9 minutes. He said that is in no way, shape, or form anything that is by policy. He says not part of a training, and certainly not part of our ethics or values. So the defense had said Chauvin did exactly what he had been trained to do when he restrained him. And Derek Chauvin, 45 years old, has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and third-degree manslaughter. Now, defense attorney Eric Nelson has not indicated whether Chauvin will testify in his own defense. It's always tricky when somebody gets on the stand. You know, if they're likable, they're going to want him to come get on the stand. If they're not likable, they would rather there be that unknown. And so, you know, the image everybody has of Chauvin is that knee image, and it'll be the, you know, the image that just haunts him and haunts the George Floyd family and everybody, you know, for the rest of, forever. But again, there's a lot of confusion as to why it got to this point. And what do police do if somebody is having a medical emergency within the car? What do police do if somebody is resisting arrest and they can't restrain him with handcuffs alone? And, you know, and I'm not saying this to defend George Floyd, but, you know, if I did see the video footage of him fighting to get out of the backseat of the car, he didn't go in and sit and, you know, say, I need to call my lawyer. He was saying, I can't breathe. So if he is undergoing a medical event, he's going to be scared and probably not sitting still. If he is fearing not being able to get his next dose of opioids because opioid withdrawal is painful, he might panic. If he was on meth at the time, he could panic. So there's a lot of that contributing. And so, you know, what do I think is going to happen at the end of this case? I think Chauvin will be found to be guilty for at least manslaughter in terms of whether the defense says he had, that was the only way he could restrain him after failing to restrain him in the car with the handcuffs, because George Floyd was having trouble breathing, and we discussed the definitions of manslaughter. The officer could be liable if at all his actions could have contributed or hastened what could have happened with his medical condition. And again, I've been asked, you know, what started in the cop car? Why did George Floyd say he couldn't breathe when he was in the cop car? What happened? And the ER doc said he wasn't having a heart attack. So why was he having trouble breathing? Was it a blood clot? The blood clot was not on the autopsy report. Was it that he couldn't breathe because of the narcotics? And rather than a typical overdose where somebody is sleepy, the methamphetamine on board kept him awake. So could it have been that the fentanyl was dropping his ability to breathe? The meth kept him awake. And then when he was put down on the ground and then the knee on his neck, he couldn't get the oxygen he needed. And then, unfortunately, didn't make it. And asphyxiated, as the ER doc had suggested he possibly died of. As they also discussed, Narcan or the antidote for an opioid overdose might not work while somebody is on meth. Or it could wear off. And when it does wear off, you could go into respiratory depression. So even if the defense proves that George Floyd had started to have his medical condition prior, the medical event prior, and that the knee didn't officially asphyxiate him, Chauvin could be found guilty for not intervening as George Floyd was going unconscious, and that aid and CPR was not administered. And it's just so tragic. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Dr. Sergeant Kerr Yang said, policy requires that when it's safe and feasible, we should de-escalate. And in cross-examination, Yang said that the crisis intervention model could potentially apply to the suspect as well as nearby observers, and that you're supposed to maintain space, speak slowly, softly, avoid eye contact. So there's things, there's crisis intervention and how to de-escalate. But, you know, we're playing Monday morning quarterback. 1-877, Doc Valley.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.